Express yourself.
Express yourself. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line, and I'm Diane McGachran.
This is Joe Moses Jr.
And we are here to take your calls, your emails, your opinions, anything you want to talk about.
Anything.
Yeah.
And the numbers here to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
And you can remain anonymous either way, whether you email
so
or call
I have
in.
I have a question for you, Diane.
Uh-oh.
Do you think there's been any kind of effect on the weather?
From what? Climate change?
From anything.
From
man, from
human activity?
From industry, from
yes.
animals?
Yes, I do believe that.
How do you know?
I go by the scientific journals, and I don't always understand.
Do you believe the scientists?
They're
not
yeah.
always true. They're not always right.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
So that sounds like you don't think
it's cold.
There's any
like it should be. Exactly like it should be. It's cold.
Uh-huh.
And that's good.
Yeah, but that climate change is a more gradual thing that's happening over time. And right now, Alaska, actually, is set to have its warmest year on record. 2016 was the warmest year on record. And we had already beat the record last year and 2 years ago. So each year, Alaska is becoming more warm. So that's going to be a big impact.
How come it's not warm?
Well, what do you think it's just going to suddenly be summer year-round?
No.
It's not going to work that way. But I think
it never will.
What they look at is the whole year, and then they average, it's warmer.
That's what I'm looking at. What does everybody else think about that? You really think there's climate change out there? Give us a call.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
What observations have you made one way or another, either about plants, animals?
I don't believe it because it's cold.
Okay, but it's more complicated than that.
You haven't lived here long enough. I've been here 57 years.
That's true. But I'm not just basing it on
only thing
Bethel.
Only thing I've seen change is no snow. That's it. Other than the temperatures.
Well, some people would say that's part of climate change, is the lack of snow.
You know where the snow went?
Oh, did it go? It actually
went
somewhere.
Down south.
That's well, that's true. Like in the lower 48, they're seeing weather that they did not ever see before. That is true. So, and the storms are getting stronger, hurricanes more powerful, tornadoes.
You know why?
I think it's connected to human activity on Earth.
It's
and the ozone, I mean, the carbon emissions.
It's connected to people's attitude and behavior and how they have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
You think?
You mean people's attitude toward Earth?
Everything. Everything created.
Oh, well. Okay, let's go to John Nick. Good morning, John. You're on Talk Line.
Everything created. Oh, well.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you have to turn down your radio. Good morning, John.
Hey, morning. I didn't know. By the region, I was wondering if you guys got my reception. How are you guys doing there?
Oh, good. How are you?
Oh, good. I was wondering when the Tesla 300 is starting.
Next Friday.
Well, how come the Alaska calendar says this week? They might have made a mistake. You know, the AC commercial calendar?
Oh, it lists this weekend?
It said that on Thursday, but I guess it's not.
Oh, no.
They might have had a misprint there.
Yeah.
They had to get a hold of them somehow and told them to change their calendar.
Doesn't it start next Friday?
Some people from outside come in here and find out they got to wait a week later. That'd be a bummer.
So, yeah. John, what's your opinion about the weather? Since you lived here most of your life.
Well, in the past, it used to be a lot of moisture, big flakes. Nowadays, they have that ozone layer. It's much thinner and more powdery snow than in the past. And it seemed like it's doing that every year. Except for that one day when last week we had kind of a moist, big flake like we used to in the past, but not no more. I think it has to do with that ozone layer. It's usually drying up the atmosphere somehow towards Alaska and then moving all that cold air down to the lower 48. the way the jet streams are going. So that's about what I can say about that.
Okay, so you've noticed some difference over time.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I've noticed, John, is we haven't had snow. That's about it.
Yeah, every year it seemed like that. One year, Alec, one of my friends, told him, the old-timer, told him, well, oh boy, a lot of grass is high. Going to be a lot of snow. And my buddy said, no, going to be a lot of rain, sure enough.
Oh, no.
So you never know, you know, what this weather's going to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, please wear your life jacket today and dress warm. Mm-hmm. Kind of cold. If you're going somewhere, please be with somebody if you can. And watch the overflows. I think there's a lot of tail lights, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, be careful out there.
Yeah.
And don't drink and drive. And thank you. We had a full forum today, huh?
A full what?
A full forum, you and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, we're both back. Fully back.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you.
Please be safe.
It's minus 29 with a wind chill today. Daniel, good morning, Daniel. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning, Dan and Joe. This is a pretty cool thing you guys are bringing up, climate change. Being here from CHEAC, there has been stories that, you know, predictions by our Chupik elders, forefathers, that we wouldn't be getting any more winters. And this is, my theory is that it is occurring because of the Earth's axial center has shifted off of its normal axial center, has been, you know, above the lower 48, you know, since time immemorial, or as long as they had records of the axial center.
Uh-huh.
And from 2000 to 2016 today, it's been in a precession, which means it's changing. And from the last year or a few months, the new axial center was supposedly over Europe, which is 2,000 miles of difference. And I remember, like in early 90s, like 93 or 94, I'm, you know, trick-or-treating and it's raining. You know, that's the first time I ever noticed that. Mm-hmm. It's 93 or 94. I was born in 1983 during that big storm. And that was based, the temperature for Alaska has risen mainly due to the south winds during winter time. So that could kind of exaggerate the global warming a bit. That's what I wanted to tell you. Oh, and the recent atmosphere change, the atmosphere got higher due to global warming. That's why we see this unusual, you know, bright horizon near the sun. Well, that's all I have to tell you.
All right. Yeah, I think I read something about that, about elders talking about the shift in the axis. So
yeah.
I heard about that. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Daniel.
See you.
So interesting.
Diane. Bye.
Okay. So, some other point of views coming out, Joe.
Well, that's what we want to hear. We want their opinion. My opinion, based upon some of the stuff that I know, the elders did talk about this type of winter coming. We didn't know when and how or why, but they talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said there'd be times where we won't have snow like we used to.
Yeah.
That for sure is happening, and it's true. But
you don't think it's caused by human activity?
No.
Okay.
That's Mother Nature. Mother Nature can do what she wants, regardless of what we do or say.
Mm-hmm.
We don't control the weather or what happens out there. It's all done by the guy that created everything.
So you're thinking our activity as humans, either our mining activity, our carbon emissions, you don't think that that's enough to influence the changes just, on Earth?
That's just a tinge of it.
Okay.
That's not the whole thing.
Okay.
That's just part of it.
But okay. Very okay. There's some that's some people feel that way. I think Trump believes like that too. That it's really not,
well,
a human.
I'm not Joe Trump. I'm not Donald
I'm
Trump.
I'm not saying you're
I'm
Joe
not
Trump.
Ronald Trump. I'm just, Joe Moses.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling from upriver.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've been working all week on the ice road between the middle and lower river.
Yeah.
One of our plow trucks broke down the other day up around the bend from Akiak. And we left one of our snow machines there with it. And somebody stole the snow machine.
Oh, no.
So I'm asking for everybody along the river to keep an eye out for it. And
what kind of snow machine was it?
It's a Yamaha Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Black. It has a torn seat and a broken taillight.
Okay.
Yeah,
those are good
we're
details.
We're out here trying to make a road for people, and make it safe, and somebody's, you know, we don't appreciate that kind of behavior, you know, no respect.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get the people along the river to please keep an eye out for that snow machine, we need it for the work we're doing. My number is 545-2877.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks to you and all your wonderful volunteers for doing a great job.
Yeah, we have a very good crew. Yeah.
And last year was the first time I ever drove on the river from Bethel to Aniak.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, if things go all right today, you might be able to do it this weekend. We're working right now. We're just leaving Kalskag to plow towards Aniak, and Alan Simeon is coming down with the grader. From Aniak, we hope to meet up today.
Wow. But anyway, thanks to all you guys, this wonderful volunteerism, keeping everybody safe, marking the open waters. And,
I know.
You know, we can't thank you guys enough, but the fact is going up was no problem. Coming down was a little different because I was by myself, and pardon my language, a little leery coming down, you know. You can't explain it. I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it's, you know, what God created is beautiful, and it's an awesome sight up there. And, you know, the last time I was up there was when I was in 75? But I flew up there, and when we drove up there, you know, it's, God made it just the way it is. And, you know, it's, I can't say how beautiful our land is here in Alaska. There's no ways to describe it. But anyway, thanks for you and your staff, and thanks for marking the trail. And, you know, if nobody thanked you, we're thanking you publicly on the air, and thanks for all the wonderful work you guys are doing.
Okay, all right. Thank you. We're good. Yeah. A lot of good people all along the river helping out, so, yeah. Okay, good morning.
All right, good luck with that. That's a shame. Somebody goes by and steals the snow machine of the Crowed crew.
Well, if you're listening, the one that did take it, just bring it back.
Yeah.
That's all they're asking.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be called a criminal or a thief or a robber or whatever. Just bring it back.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
So if you...
It's there for a reason. It's there to help them.
So if you notice that your buddy suddenly has a new snow machine, well, not a new one, but a Yamaha Bravo with a torn seat and a broken tail light, please call Mark at 545-2877. Okay, I hope they find that.
And yes, the number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyuk.org.
radio@kyuk.org. Yes. So in addition to the K300 starting up next Friday, next Saturday, January 21st, it's going to be a little march, Women's March in Bethel. But actually, it's a march for anyone supporting equal rights and justice. And it's part of the national, there's a national march on D.C., Women's March on D.C., and they estimate nationwide there's going to be 500,000 people in different cities and towns.
They should have called it March to Tundra.
No, it's March on March, and you can go to the Facebook page for it. It's March on Washington / Bethel. There's a Facebook page, and you could kind of get more information. And we're going to start at the Cultural Center at noon on January 21st. Cultural Center, we're going to walk to BNC Complex, turn around and walk back, and end at the Cultural Center. And it's really to support, you know, making sure that programs and policies that really help many populations in the United States, especially, you know, minority populations, but anything related to, you know, justice. That's what people are coming out on the 21st to do. So we have, do we have Mark on the line? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was, I thought she just had an erase. Good morning, Mark. You're on the air. Sorry.
This is not Mark.
Oh, is this Fritz?
Try this again.
Okay, I do not know. Oh, Herman.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, hey, I'm sorry, Herman. Your name wasn't on the board. Okay, go ahead.
I was calling to let you know that Annie asked me to take Bethel tonight at 7, and my boy, Nothing Martin, can be playing too, so. Anybody not the best one? Cheer for Aniak. Hopefully a good game. But the reason I was calling is about that permanent fund. You know, you not to interrupt me, please. You know, I'm sorry for being here. But anyhow, you know, there's a recall effort to try to recall Governor Walker, because before he was elected, he said he wouldn't touch the permanent fund, and then after he was elected, his cohorts in Juneau, you know, they were telling us, be glad with what you got, you know, be glad he didn't take it all. But what he did was he put a lot of rations below the poverty line, you know, and a lot of people were depending on that, especially those high school students who are putting half of their permanent funding for college, you know, so now they can't. But you could put it on our website, www.facebook.com/savethePFD. Try to get as much signatures as you can to try to let the administrators know, like Lyman Hoffman and Bryce Eden, know what they're doing to the people. You know, it's illegal what they did, you know, and there's other ways they could have raised money. They have a whole bunch of money in the budget reserve. They could do income tax to get money from these people from out of state who come here and work, and then they use the services like the roads and fire department and everything, and they leave and they never pay anything. What he did is a flat tax. It's hurting everybody, especially the people who need it the most. So I don't know how many signatures they got, but get involved with that. Show this governor that what they did was wrong, you know. Because if you let them do that, they might just take the whole thing away from us, you know. And that's not the way Governor Hammond set it up. So just go to that site and get somebody to start collecting signatures. We need to send those guys in a message that permanent fund is not theirs to spend the way they want to. It's not their piggy bank, you know. It's made for the people who need it the most for sharing the resources, wealth and resources. Those are my comment, and I'm very good and too cold. I feel it blow, and I thank God for not that it would be too cold, and, you know, with the way things are going in the world, you know, you got to really know that Christ Jesus is coming back pretty soon, and those that don't call on him, you know, that's going to be too good, especially for our family. I say that because I love everybody. And the way it's going, a lot of companies say, you can't talk about God on radio, you know. And boy, that's just the last thing this country needs. Okay, thank you for putting up with me, and everybody have a nice day.
Herman.
Yeah?
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How long have you lived in Aniak?
62 years.
Oh.
Well, I spent a little time in Talisker, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about the weather and where it was then and how it is now, and what's your opinion?
Well, you know, a long time ago, Alaska used to be tropics, you know. It used to be tropics up here. It used to be really warm. And the Earth goes through natural cycles like that. And I know there's some people trying to say that it's caused by man. But the elders used to tell us, even our native elders used to tell us, people will change, they're going to change, they'll get worse and worse, and even the weather will change, and we're seeing it, you know, they knew something, and we're seeing it, so don't, you know, be worried. With weather, I grew corn in Aniak. I eat apples off a tree in Fairbanks, so it's not all bad, you know, so we're gonna make the best of it. That's my opinion on it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, you know, let's see. It looks like we have Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, guys. It's pretty cold out there. Hopefully everybody's staying warm. Joe, yeah. You trying to stay warm?
I'm just thinking about Friday Fritz.
Good. Couple of things. First off, you know, just because there's a really, really smooth trail out on the river, whether it be a snow machine, four-wheeler, whatever, you know, be prepared. Always be prepared for something to come up. Something will definitely come up, especially in the negative temperatures, you know, everything breaks down, especially in the cars, trucks, SUVs. And we get complacent to forget to take warm clothing, survival equipment, whether it be VHF, cell phones. Everybody has cell phones, but what if you're out of range? VHF is always a good tool. And, you know, if you're making a run here to Bethel, I'll be blunt and honest, straightforward. If you're making a run here to Bethel, wait until you get back home and drink, because everybody's getting tired of picking everybody up out from the trails, helping them, rescuing them. You know, it's for your safety, your own safety. Please wait until you get home, then start drinking. You know, the jug ain't going to go nowhere, only to your mouth, and that's it. Nobody else is going to take it unless you get caught. Mm. But that's one of my rants for today.
Okay.
On a good note, there's probably, if I'm not mistaken, very first home game for the Bethel Warriors, junior varsity and varsity, both boys and girls. Going to start playing today against Aniak and Bristol Bay, today and tomorrow, and all the games will be called on KYUK today and tomorrow. Tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock, first game with Aniak and Bristol Bay, boys and girls. So tune in to that. Everybody be safe out there. Thank goodness we passed all these holidays for some of us without any instances. You know, wish everybody best of luck this year. Now it's going to be a long stretch until, I don't know, what's the next break? Spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, up here in Bethel, it's still a winter break. But... then after that, it's Memorial Day, so hope for the best for everybody. Any questions?
No.
No, you just hit everything on the nail without your thumb.
Yeah.
So, Fritz, before you go, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. We were getting people's thoughts and opinions about
climate change,
how they feel about the weather, what it was like when we were kids and what it's like now as an adult And only thing I see different for me is no snow. That's just me, though.
It is what it is, you know. Us people that live here year-round, it is what it is. We're adaptable. We adapt to everything. Mm-hmm. We adapt to whatever comes. We adapt. That's what we're really good at. So
true.
That's all I can say. You know, it is what it is.
Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you, Fritz.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Before we go to our next caller, there's going to be basketball at the Warrior Dome. Today at 4 o'clock, it's Bristol Bay versus BRHS JV Boys. 5:30 is Bristol Bay versus BRHS JV Girls. 7 o'clock is Antioch versus BRHS Varsity Boys. And then at 8:30 is Antioch versus BRHS Varsity Girls. And then tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., it's Antioch versus Bristol Bay Girls. 10:30 is Antioch versus Bristol Bay Boys. 3 o'clock is Antioch versus BRHS JV Girls. 4:30, Antioch versus BRHS JV Boys. 6 p.m. is Bristol Bay versus BRHS Girls. And then last game is at 7:30, Bristol Bay versus BRHS Boys. So if you're a fan of either or all, go show your support and go yell your lungs off and give them your support.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have an anonymous caller. Good morning. You're on Talkline, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Yes.
You
have to turn down your radio.
I was hoping to hear somebody speak about the HAARP facilities out in Anchorage and Fairbanks.
The what facilities?
The HAARP facilities.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, these facilities, I think it's like a high-output radio frequency program or something, and it sends out these radio frequency waves up into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it ionizes the particles, so it pushes that up into the ionosphere, and it throws our jet stream way off course because it's trying to fill in that gap with the radio frequencies pushing up into the atmosphere. And I think that climate change has something to do with man. I'm just hoping that somebody would call them and have more information about this.
So you think those emissions from the HAARP facilities are part of altering the climate?
I believe so.
Okay.
It ionizes the particles in the air and it pushes the moisture up.
Mm.
So that could be why we've got this dry air all the time, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. I haven't heard about that. I have heard about the HAARP, that theory that it is part of influencing our climate and our atmosphere, but I don't know a lot about it.
All right, I hope somebody out there who hears this has some input about it.
Okay.
All right, appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Well, he gave a good summary, though, of the ideas about the HAARP and concerns people have about the HAARP facilities.
Can you describe the HAARP?
I don't know anything about it. I think that the caller just gave a pretty good little summary. But somebody out there might know more about HAARP. H-A-R-P.
Google it.
High something, something, something.
You know, this is the first time I've seen you stunned and can't answer a question and...
I don't know anything. I only have read little about HAARP.
The hard part is you're a teacher. You're an educator. You teach people whatever you're teaching them to learn, and mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
You're stumped.
Oh, I got lots of. I've got a lot of stumped places. Trust me. So we have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. So I'm glad you're talking about climate change. It seems to be a fairly weekly topic. So first of all, about HAARP, it's the HAARP is now owned by the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Right.
It was built in the, I said, late 80s down there in the Gocona area. It's what they call an ionospheric heater. It's a scientific experimental device that uses high-frequency radio waves, the low end of the high-frequency band, between 3 and 10 megahertz, that are transmitted from a very large antenna field. There's a lot of transmitters, and they focus the energy. And if you think about that, they're focusing it down to a fairly small point in the ionosphere. It's not getting all spread out, and it's done for what's called basic research. We have still very little understanding of how the ionosphere around the Earth works in relation to the reflection of radio waves and perhaps influences that the ionosphere might have on the weather. But you know, all the times I've looked at it, I read Dr. Nick Begich's book about HAARP. In fact, I met with him one time. I don't really believe that devices with experiments like HAARP, which, by the way, is not run all the time. They have research campaigns. People come in, they kind of use it like a big astronomical telescope. The scientists come in and say, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do this, and everybody gets allocated some time to use it and gather their data. HAARP isn't running all the time. It never has run all the time. I don't know if the university has even turned it on since they've had it. There was another facility up in the Fairbanks area, much smaller, kind of not the same as the HAARP facility. And there are a few other ionospheric heaters around the world, but they're used for research. They're used so that physicists and atmospheric scientists can learn more about what surrounds us and what keeps us alive. It's not there to do mind control or anything else. So, I wanted to. You made a comment, Dr. McCacken. You made a comment to Joe that
Mark is my fact checker.
Don't you? Well, it's not so much a fact thing. It's more. You know, you kind of sound like you were poo pooing Joe, saying, "Well, I think Trump believes that too. That there may be more involved in the changes that everybody sees going on in the Earth's atmospheric system, but you kind of poo-pooed the notion that there was anything more than man-made influence." Now, you know, here's something to think about, okay? The Nunalek site down in Quinnahock, the archaeological site.
Mm-hmm.
One of the remarkable things about that site is that everything in there was frozen. Everything in there was frozen. Once that sod house got attacked and burned down and everybody was killed and the bone arrow war was over, that site froze. And it happened about the same time as what they call the Little Ice Age that happened in the late 16th century and the late 15th century, the early 16th century. Whatever order they go in, late 1500s, early 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Little Ice Age, okay? Which means that at least for a while, and then it stayed frozen, of course, because it just kind of collapsed into the ground. But it stayed frozen. It almost turned to permafrost there, right on the, however, in from the coast of Kuskokwim Bay it was 300, 400 years ago. There have been numerous cyclical changes in the weather around the world, and you made the comment, "Oh, hurricanes are more powerful and there's more tornadoes." Actually, as I recall from listening to the news, the last few years have been really low numbers on hurricanes. And there have been, I don't even know if the show Storm Chasers is still on the Weather Channel. I don't know if there have been any tornadoes for guys to go chase to any great degree for the last 3 or 4 years. So those changes will go on. The Earth's climatic system, you know, is controlled by some of the big circulatory systems, both in the atmosphere and in the water. You've got the Gulf Stream, you've got currents in the Pacific Ocean, you've got a lot of air currents, you've got the trade winds, you've got the jet stream, you have the horse latitudes where there isn't much wind. And, you know, obviously the moisture patterns out here have been changing because we've got way less snow. I remember the first time I went to Hooper Bay in 1980, there was, you know, 6-8 foot snow drifts in May after college was out. You know, Bethel used to have lots and lots of snow and blizzards. You know, everybody under the age of 10 that can remember a blizzard raised their hand. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't see any.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those changes have happened. The jet stream has moved. It's windy in Fairbanks. You know, I used to live in Fairbanks and Toke in the late 1970s, early 1980s. Colder than heck, 70 below, and not a breath of wind.
I know.
And now they have almost, you know, tornado-like winds in Toke. They had that big windstorm a few years ago, the blue roofs off, and everybody was like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
And it gets windy in Fairbanks.
Hey, Mark?
Yes?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you think that the nuclear explosion that happened in Japan...
Oh, Fukushima.
Fukushima?
Yes. Do you think that has anything to do with what's currently happening? Or
you mean, as far as the climate goes? No. And Joe, it was an explosion. It wasn't a nuclear explosion. It was an explosion at a nuclear power plant. It wasn't a nuclear explosion. Now, we did, you know, when that fellow was talking about HAARP, I started thinking about Project Starfish. Everybody knows what Project Starfish is, raise their hand. It's when the United States detonated... It might have been a fission weapon. I don't think it was a fusion weapon. Fusion device. There's only been two nuclear weapons ever used. The fusion device in the atmosphere over the Pacific, and it blew out all the electrical fuses in Hawaii. That was our only you know, high above the atmosphere nuclear test. That certainly had a lot more effect on things than.
So we have some callers in the queue here. So go ahead.
I just wanted to suggest that yes, the considerable over the last few centuries increase in man generated, not necessarily man made because man don't make coal, man burns it, man generated particulate matter into the atmosphere around the world. Yeah, it has a big effect. Arctic haze. People you know have heard about Arctic haze here in Alaska. All the industrial air pollution coming over from Russia, coming from China, that has an effect. Of course it does. But you know what? The sunspot numbers are very low. And if you talk to an atmospheric scientist, you say, is there a correlation between sunspots and weather on the Earth? They will say, of course there is. Of course there is. They have done temperature observations on Mars and other planets, you know, astronomers do. And they're like, man, there's, the temperatures are changing on planets in our solar system, and it ain't man's fault. So all I'm saying is, you know, if we're going to talk about climate change, regime shift, let's talk about like adults. Let's not poo-poo what one person says in favor of what the other person is thinking. Let's keep in mind that it's all one big interrelated system.
Well,
it's not just here on Earth, and it's not just because of things man does.
Connecting Joe's comment to Trump isn't poo-pooing unless you have a negative view of Trump, which I didn't imply. I just said, oh, well, our president-elect, who happens to be Trump, believes the same thing, that climate change is not, either it's a hoax by the Chinese, the whole idea of climate change is a hoax, or if it is happening, it's not related to human behavior. That's just what he said.
There's enough of that pie to cut up for everybody. Enough of the climate change pie to cut up for everybody. And like I say, it's the Earth, the atmosphere, our, you know, the comet, the first fellow from Chibat who called about how the precession of the magnetic pole has some effect. Of course it does. And we don't have anything to do with that. So anyways, well, thank you for time, and I'll keep listening.
Okay, glad you called. Well, Mark's very informed person. I like when he calls. Kind of gets me thinking. Now I'm going to check out some things. We got a couple.
When we first started the show, we gave you a couple assignments. You never did follow through on them.
I wasn't interested.
It doesn't matter.
It turns out I wasn't interested.
You're the guru behind this show, right?
No.
You're the educator. You're the smart one.
I don't know about that. No.
Why are you grinning then?
Because I don't.
Let's take our calls.
All right. Oh, well, okay. Grady, welcome to Talkline. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem. It's fun.
Sorry.
Good morning. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I'm calling today to talk about workshops that are training requirement for Best in the West applicants prior to their applying, and let people know about that, because I've got a lineup of 9 chances for people to satisfy that requirement, get some help with the application, get their question answered regarding the Best in the West competition, and find out a little bit more about the business incubation project that I'm starting here in Bethel. But let me tell you those dates. So next week, from the 17th to the 19th, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. Here at the Cultural Center, we'll have a business planning workshop, like I said, outlining the application process for Best in the West and talking a little bit about their business idea and things that go into getting ready to make a concerted effort toward entering into the marketplace. It's like a self-assessment and defining their opportunity, that kind of thing. I have a community partner. Wells Fargo is going to host another event, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 18th. They're in their facilities. Same topic, same subject matter. And then next week, before the deadline of Friday, when Best in the West applicants have to have all their application in, I'll have a few more opportunities. That'll be Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. here at the Cultural Center, and Thursday, last chance, 6 to 8 p.m. That's the 26th. And I'll have another community partner. The Bethel Job Center is going to host an event on Tuesday, January 24th at 3 p.m. there in the BNC conference room. Again, same topic, just giving people chances to get their application complete and enter into the process of networking with local entrepreneurs who are trying to get things started around here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Okay. Best in the West. Gearing up for that. That's awesome. It's a great program.
You should start a Occupy the Tundra factory.
Okay. I think we'll take a call instead. All right. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Joe and Diane.
Good morning.
I just wanted to mention the fireworks last Saturday night. We've gotten a lot of compliments on that. Pretty much went off without a hitch. We were a bit late. We will work on that. I think we started about 10 or 15 minutes late. But got a lot of comments. I guess I haven't seen it yet. I guess somebody put a drone up there and put it on Facebook.
Yes, it was awesome. Really nice.
Take a look at that. But I just wanted to give another shout out to the VFW for their contribution and to Linden Air Cargo for their help on that. And then last week when I called in, I mentioned a cribbage tournament that, and I believe I said it was going to be Friday, January 27th. We have moved that to Saturday, January 28th at 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Cultural Center. The reason we did that was there's a big, I believe it's a Donlin basketball tournament going on that weekend. And so rather than have it on Friday night, we started on Friday night. We're moving it to Saturday. And if anybody, any cribbage fans out there are interested, they can reach me, Casey, at 545-4415.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
What's the status on the ambulance?
I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of about $30,000 to $35,000 that we're a bit short on, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. And But we are, the all the planning is going on for that, the design for it. So hopefully we will have a new ambulance on the barge.
Wow, that's
so
neat.
Yeah, yeah. So
I think you guys should do another fire station garage sale and sell your famous burgers and
we'll get
hot dogs and chili.
Yeah, we'll get something going on that. So we'll, and I'll keep you posted.
You're already making me hungry.
That's good. All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
The one and only.
Uh-oh. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah,
it's
we.
Cesari.
We.
Yeah.
Us.
Cesari.
Don't forget not.
Good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning, Daryl. First time this year I hear you alive.
I know. Because I was gone. I said that joke because I was gone.
Happy New Year.
For 3 weeks.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it happy. What's on your mind?
You see me not happy?
No, you're always happy. What's
I'm
on your mind?
I've really been listening to those about environmental protection, and you guys jump out to Trump, and, you know, all those unemployed, close out manufacture, drilling, oil and stuff. So they all come out from Obama. There's millions of people sitting on the bed because they close up coal mines, gas, pipes, and the big company Discovery, all over that place, they started researching everywhere, in the Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, everywhere, to discover even United States in the Texas, what is complete different setup working here, and digging out and drilling down and find out trillion gallons of gas or oil, and and Obama just like kick everybody in Alaska double, you know, close up all research and exploration on the north, and you, what the heck, you know, why he not close up in Texas? The explorer, the farmer, to go ahead and go. The guy was exploring, go over there, talk to the farmer. Okay, you give me 50, shake hands, and go ahead and digging out. And no need any permit, and Obama no do nothing. And here he close up bigger resources for Alaskan people, for poor people, for the dividend. That's not right. You know, this. He don't have to do that week before he is gone, or a couple weeks. That's ridiculous. We need support. We don't have that much in here. There's less minute screw ups, would I say? And Trump, I hope he tries to open up, let us go and digging out all this environment. This only moneymaker, the collecting from individual, small, to the biggest country and poorest country, millions, trillions, dollars, Environmental Protection Act, and the money, nobody know where they go. I really want to find out where they go, where you explain. Because if disaster comes, they never show up, like in the Japanese. There was quit talking on protection and money, where they go. Nobody show up to help them up. Nobody put some money. Where do you go? They should be use those things to do resources to stop it. Nobody do. The whole bunch of radiation fish come to the Alaska. Nobody even. Where the money go? Where do you use it? That every year. So that's what the bother me.
Uh-huh.
And human, I not think so. The fraction. The small fraction effect is so little to climate change. Climate is changing, been changing from the day when the world was created. And they're never going to change it. They'll be always changing. They'll always be changing. And if we live in there or not, they'll be changing. Some places is what the effect is, like Beijing is polluted and can't breathe. But look in the globe and how small is that Beijing, and they even don't go 20 miles out of the Beijing. It's, they themselves, they should be not. They should be a little bit controlled, no, leave that thing. But the effect, you see, for the global wise is so little and so, so ineffective, they don't make it any different. This would be changing right now. So everybody been crying climate warm up, now everybody crying climate cooling down. Always find it, oh, that is human, we have to add another 100 rules and regulation to control every business in every country and collect another $1 trillion from somebody, individual, who created that.
So you're saying that connecting climate change to human behavior is just a way for people to have an excuse to do more regulating of businesses?
Yes, the more regulation business is coming out and shutting out businesses like coal mines, like oil rigs, like the regulation. And the regulation is so tough, you can even pass it. You go to the next door in Mexico or Venezuela, and with no regulation, you dig out whatever you want. Or the regulation to smile, and we know... So small, you know, affect those businesses. That's why everybody's running away.
You know, it's so interesting to look at photos of, like, Los Angeles before there was clean air regulations, and then photos of Los Angeles now. It's amazing the difference in terms of pollution. So regulations are really important to our air, our
water.
Some
regulation is important. But not the created million regulation where they're choking you to death. I don't know, it's all better to choke from the pollution or choke from the, I can't talk or I can't go to bathroom because it is regulated.
Oh, it's not to that extent, and you know it.
But it's about...
That's goofy.
Yeah, the well,
I know you're
point,
making a point.
Well, as soon as you come to the point, you know.
I know.
Because they're adding more and more. They have to. The legislature, the Congress, the environmentalists, they have to be adding something. They have nothing to do.
Right.
If they don't create a new regulation, why they're sitting in there? They have to figure out something.
Yeah.
So no matter the work or not, but we figure something.
I'm sure you've done okay for yourself with whatever regulations you've had to go along within your business.
I have to complete and comply with the regulations.
Yeah.
But 30 years ago, there was completely different.
Hey, Cesare.
Yeah.
You should do your ethnic cooking at the fire station to raise money for the ambulance because your food is awesome.
I donated them the mambulo.
I know that, but you know, you people don't know about your cooking. I do.
I know lots of people know, and maybe I will.
You know that I'd pay $20 a plate just to have one of your plates over there.
Okay. You promise you do it. Anyway, I said, Joe.
Yeah.
I said, score for Super Bowl.
I don't like to gamble on sports because when I played sports, it was a different thing, and then gambling was like.
You know, it's so much excitement when you're waiting and your numbers come out, and boom, somebody took away, and me.
And then everybody cries that lost. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's. You know, it's the hope and excitement what we live with it. You know, that's what you go into movies or challenging yourself with the swimming or walking or picking or hunting. The same thing, excitement. That'll get you going, you know.
You should get one on Donald Trump squares to see how long he's going to be president.
I think he'll be 8 years and... After 8 years, we'll be talking about, and maybe you change your mind, because I think he's going right direction.
Okay.
I will. You, Diane, you've been laughing before the election been, when they put in his name, you've been always been laughing this Donald Trump. And he beat all the smarters, senators, congressmen, and whatever who've been going. Who try to be president, all of them, those 16 of them, he win.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right, Cesare.
Don't love. Don't,
we have
the love is that one who love less, not the person.
I'm not laughing. Trust me.
What was that, cry?
Yes, it was a wailing sob. Hey, Cesar, we have someone else.
Yes,
we have someone else waiting.
Sorry. So have a good day, and again, happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye.
Okay, we have Renee on the line. Thank you for waiting, Renee. Good morning. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have quite a few things to go through, and I'm not going to necessarily touch on global warming, although it is a concern of anyone who's got grandchildren.
I do have a question for you before you start.
Yes.
Full Circle Farm?
They are not here yet.
They're still not there yet. Wow.
They're still not here. I don't know where they are, but they're not here. I heard they were going to try to deliver them today. So anyone listening, we will be open till 5 today, and then, of course, the library is open tomorrow as well, and we'll leave them all there.
Only till 5?
Yeah, I think on Friday they close at 5. The library does. So Saturday it will be open from noon to 5 or 6, so folks can pick them up on Saturday, too. Well, they'll be here. We're not going to chuck them out.
Oh, okay.
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 Okay. All right. So, touching on base for some things that are coming up, as you know, the K-300 is happening, and it's going to happen really soon. So, in conjunction with that, the Saturday market will be on January 21st. Our regular hours, of course, 10 to 2. And then that evening, Grady is going to do our new thing of Bethel Live. We'll have karaoke from 6 to 8. And we'll have... Oh, Teresa just told me that the library is open till 6 tonight. So if those boxes get here, you got till 6 p.m. to pick them up tonight.
Okay.
So a little update on that. So karaoke is from 6 to 8 p.m., and then open mic is from 8 to 10. If you want to sign up ahead of time with Grady, his number is 543-4548, and it's been just great. He pulls out the comfy chairs. Everybody gets to sit around. It's very welcoming and very relaxed. So come on down for that. It's a fun thing to do on the K-300 weekend when you don't want to be outside freezing your toes off. Then also coming up after that is going to be the Bethel giveaway. Empty your closets, empty your house, get rid of those things that you no longer want or they don't aren't you, still in good condition. Bring them down here to the Cultural Center January 24, 25, 26. I'll have tables out. You can empty your bags onto the tables. It's open for anyone to come down and take what they want. It's free. Everything will be given away free, except for those people who have special items that they want to try to sell. I'll give you tables. You can sell them free of charge. So that's the big Bethel giveaway, declutter your house and life. Come on down and participate in that January 24, 25, 26. On January 27th is the last day to submit applications for the Best in the West. We have some really good contenders this year, and if you've got a good business idea, Grady, I think, was on earlier talking about when the workshops are.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good place to start your business. We've helped 45 people since we started this in 2009, and we have awarded close to $190,000 to people in our region to start their businesses. So this is a good avenue to help entrepreneurs get a fresh start. And then the last thing I want to mention is for all you artists out there, artisans, craftspersons, The River, a juried art show, will be taking place this spring. The deadline for submitting your photographs of your work is February 28th. I'll be happy to photograph those for you. I've got a camera set up right here. And Eva is ready to help too here at the museum. So if you've got an idea, a creation that reflects the river in some manner, submit it to this show. The prizes will be $700 from the juror, and then $400 from the museum, and $400 from the Art Guild, who are the sponsors of this show. And that's all I have for today.
Okay.
That's so thanks so list. Much. And anybody who wants to call me, that I'm at 543-4538. Call me anytime.
Okay. Thank you, Renee.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And next is Shaddy from the YK Fitness Center. Good morning, Shaddy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
How's your scientific building going over there?
It's going well. Did Good. You say scientific building?
Something like
well,
that.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to give your environmental point of view of everything.
I was listening. I'm not going to get involved in that today,
okay.
Joe.
Okay.
So this is Shaddy Robbie from the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center. Just like every other weekend, this weekend we have half-price admission. So it's 50% off for all community members to come to the pool. This includes tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Again, the YK Lifesavers organization has very kindly agreed to cover half the cost of all admissions. So if anybody listening is looking for anything to do, please take advantage of that. They're always looking to increase our numbers, and they like to pay for that. The YK Lifesavers Endowment Fund directly covers half the cost for those weekends, so Bev and all of the people in that organization are always looking for donations and help. So if anybody is looking to get involved, please contact Bev. This week is registration week, so all of our new programs just started. It's not too late to register, so we're going to leave registration open through next week, but please don't wait till the last minute. If you're thinking about taking a class, enrolling your child in a swim class, or doing anything, just please come over and do it today or tomorrow, or again, if you want to wait till the last minute, you can absolutely do that as well. The Kids Watch program is still going, Tuesday through Fridays, 5 to 9 p.m. Again, this is the program where if you come to our facility, you're allowed to work out and drop your kids off with us for 2 hours.
And what is the, how much does that cost?
So there's various memberships for that. We have five different ones. You could buy a day pass, so one time you just come in, you say, I want to buy a one-time Kids Watch membership, and that's $8 for one kid, and that grants you two hours of working out in our facility. And then there's all the way up to the unlimited, so you can come work out as much as you want throughout a month, and that'll run you $100. And then we have bundle passes, so if you want to buy a 20-pass swipe for your child, I think it's like $72. So there's various opportunities for parents, ranging from heavy commitment, the unlimited, to no commitment, the day pass.
Okay.
Very good. And all this information, again, is on our website, ykfitness.org. That's a great resource to find this, or you can give us a call. We are running a water instructor certification course. So this certifies individuals to teach swim lessons, and currently we're maxed out on our swim our instructor time. So if we could obtain more water instructors, we could program more classes for the community. So with that being said, we're really, really pushing for some people to sign up. If anybody in the community listening is interested in teaching swim classes, or you've thought that you would be a good fit for that, or you just want to help out in the community and teach the youth in Bethel the valuable skill of swimming, please come over. That class starts on Sunday, and it'll run this Sunday through February 12th, every Sunday, for about 7 hours. So it's a big commitment, but it's a huge skill that we're going to teach anybody that wants. I think we have one person registered, so we're looking for way more registration. We also have a special event tonight, so it's titled Fitness How-To Session. It starts at 5:30 p.m., and this is a informational session for individuals in the community that don't know how to use our fitness equipment. So if anybody out there listening has wanted to work out, but you just don't know how, or it's intimidating, and you don't want to look like you don't know what to do, or you don't want to get hurt, please come over at 5:30 p.m. today, and we'll show you for free how to use all of our equipment.
Okay.
Didn't you have a couple new classes starting?
We do have new classes starting. I'm glad you asked, Joe. We have guitar, and we have registration for that. So that class is going to run. Guitar starts on Sunday at 1:15. So if anybody in the community listening again, if you want to take it, or you have children that play the guitar, please come over and register for that class. It's a super affordable class for direct instruction from a professional musician. So that's really unique. And we also have introduction to weights. So that's running right now, actually. It runs from 10:15 to 11:15. And this is another course for those individuals that aren't familiar with weight training or exercise and that want to incorporate a healthy lifestyle. And then we have all the usuals. We have yoga, Zumba, cycling, judo, of course, Joe, boxing, water polo, and ballet. And we're looking to boost all those numbers. Cycling is tomorrow. So if anybody's looking for anything to do tomorrow, please come over and sign up for the cycling class. Yoga's on Sunday, brunch hour, 10:30 a.m. Hopefully you can get over and take that. And water polo's on Sunday as well, 2 p.m. It's a great workout. It's really, really hard. I've been participating in that, and it's you get done with water polo, and you're really exhausted, so it's good.
Oh, so, Joe, are you going to join that ballet class?
If you join it. And she okay. wants to teach swimming.
No.
You'd be a good instructor.
I used to be a swim coach, actually.
You could float.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Shaddy, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. And then
your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 907-543-0390. Please like us on Facebook. It's the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out. We relay a lot of information through Facebook and through our website. And the website is ykfitness.org. All these schedules will be up there, and I'm constantly trying to share them on Facebook just so people are in the loop. And again, if anybody just wants to come over to our facility and find out some more information about any of the classes in detail, please do that. All of our classes are beginner friendly, so please don't feel intimidated or, sometimes I feel like I don't know what's going on, so I'm scared to do it, but don't feel like that. All of the classes are beginner friendly, and we're trying to incorporate an inclusive environment for everybody. So come on over and try it out if you're looking for something fun to do, or if you're just bored sitting around the house.
And you said okay. The key word, affordable.
Yeah, it's affordable, and that's another thing, Joe. If anybody thinks that the financial burden is the determining factor in registering your children for swim classes, again, the YK Life Savers organization has agreed to fund certain circumstances. They will sponsor students, and Bev is looking for people like that. So if you think you're in that situation, contact Bev, ask her if she'll sponsor your child or your family member, and I'm sure they could work something out. So we don't want financial burdens to be the determining factor and for someone not learning how to swim. So we'll work around that as well. So please, if you have any questions about anything, reach out to us or Bev.
Does that apply to the other classes you're sponsoring there?
Outside of swim classes?
Yes.
I would have to talk to Bev. She makes the final call, but I would think so.
Okay, I'm just asking because you were specifically saying swimming, but you have the other classes going on there, which some kids would love to join, but not every kid is in a situation where they can afford it.
Absolutely, and I'm not a betting man, but if I did, I would bet that Bev would be on board with that.
Okay, all right, sounds great. Appreciate
Joe. You going to sign up for judo?
If you do.
That's what I said to you. I said, if you sign up, I'll sign up.
I'm counteracting your counteract.
Yeah, I see what you're doing, man. All right,
okay,
guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Yep, take care.
All right.
All right, bye.
Next, we have Robert. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a couple of things here that I was wanting to talk about. I keep hearing about it, and I wanted to talk about it before it turns everything into a business, you know. It's global warming. As you all know, global warming is starting to be a problem in our area. I'll let you know, Joe, we hear a lot about our people being on welfare, on food stamps, and difficulties that we're having. And the cost of energy, well, fuel is a part of that problem that we're having to pay for during the winters. I'm so happy about global warming. It takes away the burden of the people on welfare and the ones on food stamps and Social Security. They don't have to pay as much for the energy costs that we have been forced to pay. The high cost of forced energy to pay. That's one of the things I'm so happy about global warming. And I got to stop that global warming talking before it turns into a business, like everything else is turning into a business. It's all about, that's enough about global warming. The main thing I had was about this dog racing, the Cusco 300. When the Cusco 300 first started in our region, and our region started the Cusco 300, we enjoyed, we had so much fun and praise from our people, from Yukon, St. Mary's, Imahnik dog racers, Aniak racers, Quinnahawk racers, Kitnik racers. We were proud of them racers when it was fun. Now I'm hearing yesterday the race committee putting in more rules and regulations on what used to be fun. It's a proven fact that it's turning also into a business. Because of the requirements to race this Cusco 300. Now there's only three or four little Eskimos racing the race, and 14 Caucasians coming from out of state, out of our region to race. It's a big business again. Mm. And you know, I just like to see it go back to the way it used to be, a fun thing for our people, something for our people to be proud of, the region. Such as at times it was the Yukon, St. Mary's, Imahnik, then Aniak, then Kitnik. And now no more of our people want to get involved in that big race anymore. They're starting to race in the small ACAC dash race where our Eskimo regional people have a chance to have fun. And we'd be proud of our people racing that. Everything is turning into a business. Even the swimming, we enjoyed swimming in the summer. That's when swimming is supposed to be done, in the summer. And turning our swimming into a business in the winter and having to say 50%, somebody else is paying for the other 50%. It's just turning everything into businesses. What used to be our fun around our region, and I'm just sad to say that, but it our fun is going away and everything is getting too serious, and it's a burden on the people on welfare, food stamps, and Social Security. It saddens them that they have no say so anymore.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
I remember when you used to snow machine around. You used to race a snow machine around the island.
We used to. That was fun. That was fun.
Wow.
Now it's turned into a 1,000-mile race now from our little races that we used to have around here. Now it's turned into a 1,000-mile race, and only one of our races from Bethel region, one or two, get to go racing that. The cost is so great,
mm-hmm.
but the rewards are so big. And it turned that into a business. It's like our military, Joe. When we was the 1st and 2nd and 3rd Battalion Scouts of Alaska, of our region, we were proud people. In the 2nd Battalion here, we had 750. When we started showing that we were enjoying it too much and started making a little bit bucks, more money for our families, guess what? The rules and regulations came upon us, and they took over too. Today, as I speak, we have 23 National Guard people left alive today. And if you go into Anchorage, go over to Camp Carriff, where we used to live in Quonset Huts and enjoy our stay there with a cafeteria. Now they got a Pentagon over there, and 500 Caucasians work for the National Guard. If they want to keep it, let them keep it. But don't try to get our Eskimos involved in something to bring back money from the federal government and from the state of Alaska for our regional Eskimo scouts, because they'll take that over too. Okay, that's about all I had to say, Joe. Sorry about this.
Thank you.
It's only the truth. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I respect your view. Good morning, Alan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. How's it going?
All right.
Let's get on to climate change. Why was it named climate change away from global warming? Would that be because satellite data shows that the globe hasn't warmed in 20 years?
Because what hasn't warmed in 20? What now? I missed
that. Why was it called global warming? Now it's all of a sudden being called climate change.
Oh, because the science.
Because satellite data shows that the Earth has not warmed in 20 years?
It's because it was what was happening was better represented as a climate issue and not kind of the temperature.
So the globe's not really warming then?
In some parts it is. In parts of Africa, in parts of the Middle East, they're having droughts and desertification of land that is no longer farmable. So there is warming happening, and there's warming happening in Alaska, where this is our warmest. We just had our warmest year on record.
Yeah, I've read that report. I heard that report, but guess what?
The ice is melting at the North Pole. So
the mention was that report about Alaska being the warmest, 2016 being the warmest year on record, was that those are records only recorded 60 to 90 years. 1915 was the warmest temperature ever recorded in Alaska. Is that included in that record?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, if those records only include 60 to 90 years, and that was on KTUU, I listened to that report.
Oh, you're thinking it was a lot warmer before records were kept, and that these records are not valid. Is that what you're saying?
If the hottest temperature in Alaska was recorded in 1915, doesn't that mean it was recorded back in 1915?
Well, okay. Climate change is
102 years ago. Records you're talking about on KQUU only go back 60 to 90 years.
Okay. So climate change isn't real to you. Fair enough.
No. Weather changes. It's not caused by humans.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so tell me,
okay,
what was the average temperature around the world the day before the Industrial Revolution started?
I have no idea.
Well, what was the average temperature around the world the day before the thermometer was invented?
I don't know. I don't, but this isn't really about me. What view would you like to share with us
The view is that they have no proof that humans are causing climate change or the weather changing.
Okay.
The hotter temperatures.
Okay.
There's no proof of that. If it has proof, present it.
Okay.
Present the proof. Don't just say whatever you think on your mind. Present facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The coldest temperature in the world ever recorded in the world was in 1983. Was that caused by climate change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fossil fuels?
Okay.
Why do you only contribute the warmer temperatures to fossil fuels but never the cold temperatures?
I got nothing.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. All right, we have Tom from Chelista, and this is Diane. I have to leave early,
okay. So
I'll turn it over to you and Tom to continue. And
enjoy
then
the rest of your day.
And then there's another caller on the line.
Awesome.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, farewell, Diane. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Not as good-looking as you, but okay.
I think there are some people that might argue with that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because of your age and mine?
All right. Well, let's just both agree that we're both good-looking. How's that?
Okay. I'll settle for that since you're the guy with the what's it called? The word to give us information on Julista.
All right. Sounds good. Well, yep, I just wanted to give a few quick updates on Chelista Corporation. As hopefully everyone knows by now, we've got enrollment going on. Enrollment is online only. You head to chelistacorp.com/enroll, and that's where you'll get all the information, including the link to the enrollment site. Through yesterday, we had over 250 completed or submitted applications. So more than 20 a day. So things are going pretty well, and we're getting more and more applications started. So that's exciting. If anyone needs assistance, you know, again, just head to our website, trustercorp.com/enroll. If you want to enroll online but you don't have a computer and you're going to be in Bethel, easy, just head to our Trust office. It's right there at Watson's Corner behind the legislative office. And you can also call them at 543-5420.
So you had mentioned, what about the people that don't have access to a computer?
Mm-hmm.
What's the option there? They can go to... where can they go?
Yeah, they can... If they're in Bethel, you know, definitely feel free to stop by our office there in Bethel at Watson's Corner. We've got a couple of computers set up so people can do that. We have the paper applications that are coming out next month. But, you know, as an incentive for people to do all their information online, even if you don't have a computer, you know, chances are you know somebody that does. We're going to have a drawing for all eligible applicants. If you get your online application done and submitted by February 3rd, then you'll be entered into a drawing. There'll be 25 prizes of $500 each. And then there's going to be another drawing in March, April, and May, and that's going to be for everyone no matter how you submit your application.
Mm-hmm. So from your point of view, you think it's where it should be in terms of people enrolling, that were, which are the afterborns and the ones that didn't get to do it and when it was done at the first time?
Well, I think things are going, you know, it's definitely a good start, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, the information is getting out there. It's a new process for everyone, for us and for everyone that's enrolling. So, you know, certainly there's going to be a little bit of time. So I'm hoping that things will pick up and we'll get even more people enrolling online. Online is just the easiest way. It's the most cost-effective way for Trulsta, so it helps keep our costs down. You know, any time reviewing paper applications is involved, that is going to be more time-consuming, so that means the costs are up. But in the end, what matters is that our eligible applicants are able to submit their applications either online or by paper.
Okay.
So look for the paper one starting next month.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. Keep us informed, please.
Will do. Take care, Joe.
Thank you. Okay, Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi. I'm just calling from the library. And just to follow up on what the last guy was talking about, we also have 8 computers at the library that people can use to apply for their Trulsta and also, you know, do their PFD applications. Also, we have a couple events coming up. We have Lego Club today at 4, and that's an all-ages event for children. We also have Story Time tomorrow at 3, and that's always a lot of fun, and that's up to age 8 usually, and then we do a craft afterwards. Also, I just wanted to let people know that Bethel Friends of Canines will be going door-to-door in SLU this Sunday from 2 to 4, offering free rabies vaccinations for their dogs and also handing out dog food and straw if people are in need of those materials. Also, next Saturday at the VFW, Bethel Friends of Canines is doing another vaccination clinic for low-income people, and people can bring their puppies for parvo vaccinations and also all ages of dogs for rabies vaccinations. And we are asking for a $25 donation to the rescue for the parvo vaccinations, but the rabies are free. So that's at the VFW next Saturday from 3 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anybody has any questions, is there a number they can contact?
Yep, they can just call me at the library. It's 543-4517.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Washley, good morning, Washley.
Good morning. Could I speak in English?
Yeah, please do. Go for it.
Yeah. So, I'm more was even a bit hard. So, the doctor didn't say to me that he didn't know that he was a doctor. 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 Car,
Thank you. Okay, we got a couple more callers. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Herman again. I was just going to mention on the ball game, my boy is playing, but also my granddaughter Taylor's playing. So it's something to do to go. My brother is playing for her team. But anyhow, let him, it's something to do in these colder nights to go watch a ball game, you know, instead of other things that some people do at liquor store. But anyhow, make them other town teams feel welcome, and take you guys for being hosts on there. Okay, thank you.
Herman.
Yeah.
How come you didn't come down?
Well, I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised you're at home and your family's going to play. I would have been here the day before.
I feel the same. I'm trying to saw a bunch of wood. It's kind of cold up here, you know.
I understand, but, you know, how often do you get to watch family play basketball?
Right on. Yeah, right on, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. We got more callers? Email.
Yep, this is from Mr. Lake. Hello to all talking about climate change. I would like to invite all of you to educate yourself with this amazing documentary, which can be viewed online, called Earth from Afar. And again, good job to you consummate survivors out there. From Mr. Lake.
Okay. We have any more callers? Any more email? Okay. Hold on here. I think we have time for one more caller. This might be our last caller. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey there, Joe.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Andy. I just had to, I was hoping somebody would, but I'll be the one to do it, react to Robert Hoffman's comments about the Kuskokwim 300. I think they were totally off base and in many ways false, because for him to suggest that the K-300 is ruined because a bunch of out-of-town, quote-unquote, Caucasian mushers come in and run the race and ruin it for everybody, flatly denies the fact that a local Yupik Eskimo kid has won the last two K-300s, beating all of those out-of-town, quote-unquote, Caucasian mushers. And for him not to be proud of that and not to think that that's a good thing for our community and our region is terrible, and he should be ashamed of suggesting that the race is bad for having these out-of-town teams come. I won't stand for that, and I hope that supporters of the race, supporters of Kaiser Racing and other people will say the same thing. I hope at some point Robert will call back and apologize for making those kinds of comments about the race and people who support it. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this has been Friday Morning Talk Line. This has been Joe Moses, Diane Left Early. I'd like to thank everybody that called. I appreciate everybody's opinion. Don't forget Cusco 300 next Friday. And don't forget about the basketball going on at the Warrior Dome tonight. And if you're going to go out, please have a plan. If you're going to go somewhere, let somebody know when you expect to be back. And please don't drink and drive. Stay warm, stay safe, and be cozy. Express yourself.